With me here in New York is a gentleman you've heard about quite a bit in the last year, Mr. Brian Epstein from London. Mr. Epstein, you're managing the Beatles and other groups in NEMS Enterprises. I understand also you're writing a book, and it's about to come out within a month. Perhaps you could explain the theme of it.
Well, I've written it, actually, and it's in the printing stages at the moment. The book is virtually my autobiography. It covers my early life and also the emergence, so far as I'm concerned and from my point of view, of the Beatles, Jerry and the Pacemakers and others. I wrote it mainly because there has been so much inaccurate stuff about the artists, myself for that matter, in the press, and I thought it'd be a good idea to put on record an accurate version. And I quite enjoyed doing it anyway.
Basically, what's the name
again? A Cellar Full of Noise.
Does this have any reference to the cavern in Liverpool?
That's where it all started from, really. I mean, if it hadn't have been for my going down to the cavern in Liverpool, I don't suppose I would have been writing the book because nobody wanted to buy a book by me.
In relation to the cavern and the Beatles, back in, let's call them the old days, how did you feel? What was your feelings? I've read a lot of things, and I really don't know the accuracy of them. What was your feeling when you first saw the Beatles, your first look at them?
Well, I suppose, really, it was one of curiosity and then excitement. I was immediately very taken by their tremendous presence and sort of quality on stage, even though it was not in a sort of particularly conventional either setting or manner or attitude.
One thing that interests me, in your opinion, I've seen a lot of young adults and older adults liking the Beatles, a lot of fans out at the shows. Is this same response evident over in Britain?
It is now, but I think that this has got a lot to do with the fact that they're so very famous and they're sort of so much photographed and talked about in the press that a lot of adults probably go because of this sensation, because of this sort of, you know, what is it all about quality? I mean, whether they really sort of enjoy the stuff or not, I don't know. But funnily enough, I think when they do take an interest in the boys and listen to the music and go to see them, they do find that they do like them.
One of the interesting things to me on this tour has been the fact that the Beatles are also very funny, just like in their movie. Do you think this comedy will play a larger role in the future, their personalities, each individual personality?
I think it's too difficult to say. Comedy, humor, whatever it is, will always play a large part of their lives anyway. And this is a good part, a good thing in anybody's life, really.
When you look back at the days when you first met the Beatles and think of what's happened now, the contrast, you get any special feeling as far as, I'm sure you're very proud of everything that's happened, but is there any other feeling that you get? Did you ever think it would get this way?
Well, it probably sounds awful to say so, but yes, I never thought that they would be anything less than the greatest stars in the world, and I mean that. And in fact, I was quoted as saying this in rather sarcastic quotes in early British musical press. It's difficult to say whether I really thought it would be this big, but I always knew that they were going to be tremendous.
And about your other groups, I read somewhere, and I'd like you to confirm this for me, that at the same time following your discovery, let's say, of the Beatles, the Jerry and the Pacemakers were also around at the same time, were they?
Yes. Jerry and the Pacemakers were also playing in the cavern and in the same sort of places as the Beatles. Billy J. Kramer was not so much in that environment, but he was on the Liverpool scene. And then the other artist of mine that's known over here, Cilla Black, was sort of known to the boys and sort of around that time, but she wasn't in fact performing in the early days.
When you come over to the United States on a tour like this, do you notice any different fan reaction? Is it more intense over here, would you say that, right now, than it is in Britain? Or have the British population, has the population been accustomed to and acclimated to the Beatles? Or is it more new over here in America?
One would have thought. It's difficult to say, actually. It appears so to us, but then I suppose it is true that the sort of fan adulation here is a sort of bottled up thing. And therefore, when it's let loose, it has to be rather wild. But on the other hand, we are playing to much larger audiences, and we're getting this kind of thing outside hotels and screams and crowds and so on practically everywhere. And I'm sure that when the Beatles make their next British tour, the reaction is going to be exactly the same. In fact, although one would have expected Britain to be getting a bit tired of it, it hasn't. And when we left London Airport to come here, I've never seen so many fans at London Airport to see the boys off, you know, ever. It was bigger than ever.
Well, sincerely, one of the things that has impressed me since I've been on the tour about the Beatles, all four of them, is the fact that they're so natural in their attitudes and in their habits. Do you think this naturalness has played part of success for the Beatles, being natural, natural human beings, personalities?
Yes, they're very natural.
And what's the name of the book again, before we go?
A Cellarful of Noise.
That's fine, I can cut it over there.
Hello, this is John Lennon saying hi to everybody in Miami. Sorry we're not coming to see you this time, but we'll see you next time. Keep swimming.